I'm Rachel Otwell, NPR, Illinois. Two students and an out-of-state professor filed a lawsuit this week in federal court in Urbana against a former University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign professor. The lawsuit contends that Gary Gang Shu, former professor and head of the university's Department of East Asian Languages and Culture, raped, bullied, and assaulted multiple students. One plaintiff is a former undergraduate student who claims she was in an abusive relationship with Zhu for 2 years. Another former student alleges Shu forced her to do uncredited work for his personal benefit and harassed her. The third plaintiff is a Wesleyan University professor who says Shu harassed him after he wrote on social media about allegations of a rape attempt against a friend. They say they are owed compensation for physical and emotional suffering. Shu did not immediately respond to requests for comment regarding the lawsuit. He had denied sexual assault claims in reporting by the university's student newspaper last year. Attorney for the plaintiffs, Anne Olivarius, contends the university did not adequately respond to what it knew about Shu's conduct.
The university was on notice that Gary Shu is a dangerous person and a violent person for a long time. And certainly they could have done things to make sure that students are protected.
As reported last month by NPR Illinois and ProPublica, Shu was given more than 2 years of paid leave and a $10,000 bonus after the university found him in violation of its student code. A spokesperson for the university said in a statement that they know about the filing and are reviewing it. They declined to comment, but said the current administration is revising disciplinary processes to, quote, allow us to take quicker and more forceful action when employment misconduct is proven. A university task force is also looking at policy related to faculty-student relationships, which the university currently allows. I'm Rachel Otwell.